Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. And my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is out about. I'm telling you, she's full of good works, just busy doing good. Praise God. I'm telling you, she's a virtuous woman. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God has wonderfully blessed me with a wonderful, wonderful companion. Praise God. I'm telling you, she'll be back on our future broadcast. I know y'all love to hear her. Praise the Lord as she began to minister here on the broadcast. Praise God. The Lord has blessed us, Velvet and myself, with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. I'm telling you, Missionary Velvet take care of the females. Amen. I go do the males. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed us, amen, to continue to go back into the jails again after the coronavirus. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, we got this powerful message. We're talking about repentance. Coming under the big title, A True Saint Versus a Hypocrite. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of it. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of it. Praise God. And get ready for the powerful prayer of faith at the close. Amen. It's time to repent and turn from your sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't sin anymore. You see, water baptism is a testimony that you're putting down the old and picking up the new. You burn the old life of sin. That's what water baptism means. You're burying the old life of sin. Now, I'm going to let you know, amen, if you're going to bury the old life of sin, why are you going to go back and pick it up? Huh? Amen. You can't serve God still indulging in the old life of sin. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to give you power to come all the way out. To get out of sin. Amen. Because the Bible says in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. The Lord wants you to be free from your sins. Get free. And I'm putting on radio, let church people know in the free world, you don't have to be a slave to sin. Preachers, you don't have to be a slave to sin. Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood so that you can come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. I'm telling you. That's right. Jesus will set you free from your sins in this wicked world. I know the world has gotten more terrible, wickeder. All this violence out here. All the shooting going on. I'm telling you, people shoot and take a life like there's no regard for human life. I'm telling you, folks are just evil. But Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner and place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ being born again. Boned by the power of God. That's being boned of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bone of the water is when you bury the old life of sin in the water. Telling the world and unto God that no more I'm going to use my hands to drink, to hold alcohol drinks. No more. I'm going to use my hands to fight and cause mischief, steal. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to live for Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. That's what a testimony unto God and to the world is. Amen. When you be baptized, you changing your way of living. No more I'm going to use my mouth to curse. No more I'm going to use my mouth to tell lies. No more I'm going to use my mouth to talk evil. But I'm going to speak the thing that is right. I'm going to speak what I do know and testify what I have seen. That's what water baptism testifying to the world. That's why you get a physical washing of your body. To let God know that I'm going to change my way of living. That's a water baptism. Now, those of you that just get in the water don't know what you're doing. All you're doing is getting wet. It is if you're going back and sinning again. All you're doing is getting wet. But I'm going to let you know, being baptized in water is a sacred service. It's a sacred, amen, part of your salvation. You're testifying to the world and unto God that I'm changing my way of living.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And it's time to change. It's time to change. Now, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. I'm a holiness preacher. Praise God. Amen. Let's hear a song of praise before we go further into the message. Glory to God. Amen. And after the song of praise, praise God, we're getting ready to go into the message of repentance. Praise the Lord. Because you got to have a true repentance to be a true saint of God. Because too much hypocrisy out here. All these hypocrites. But I'm telling you, it's time to be real for God. Amen. It's time to be real. Let's hear a song of praise. Amen.
I know he lives.
That's it. Come on.
Ten, four, five.
tell you, praise God, I know he lives. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Because when Christ gets in your soul, he will put cause you to put life on the inside. You're going to feel like praising him. You're going to feel like thanking him. Amen. And give him thanks. Because I'm telling you, you can't praise him enough. The more you praise him, the more you want to praise him. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful song of praise. Now, let's get ready to go into the message. It's time to repent. It's time to pray. And say, Lord, you forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Amen. It's time for people not to be scared. Time to be bold for God. Because it takes boldness to enter into the wholeness of God. You got to be bold for God. Don't let the devil shame you out. Don't let the devil scare you out. Because a lot of preachers just keeping the people in bondage. Feel like you got to sin all the time. You got to sin all the time. All that sin around you. That's the devil talking. To keep you in bondage. But Jesus come to bring you out of bondage. Yes. There's power in the blood. Not only to forgive sin, but to cleanse you. To root out that indwelling sin. That Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That is the new birth being born again. I'm telling you, Jesus come to put that new birth in your soul. Praise God. And when he put that new birth in your soul, you'll be ready to, amen, receive the real Holy Ghost. And you'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Because your heart will be clean. Your heart will be pure. Praise God. Amen. You ain't got to worry about yielding to temptation because you got something in you that causes you to resist temptation because you know, the appetite is gone. The taste is gone for sin. See, repentance and godly sorrow cuts that stuff down in your heart. Yes. Praying and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Yes. It cuts that stuff down in your heart. Just like you cut grass. It cut that stuff down. All that evil, all that hatred, all that malice, all that jealousy, all that backbiting, all that deceit. It cuts that mess all the way down. Godly sorrow and repentance. Now the root of it, it takes the blood of Jesus to get that out. Yes, it takes the blood of Jesus to get that out. That is sanctification. Now, amen. I'm just hitting it some on here, but I'm mainly focusing on repentance. Praying and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. When you pray and ask God to forgive you, you mean business with God. Like I said, there's several forms of repentance, and I talked about in an earlier broadcast how that people make vows unto God. That is a form of repentance as well. The Lord wants people to dedicate their life to him. Surrender their life to him. Yes. And the Lord knows when you mean business, when you really want to do it, because you can't fool him. He knows everything. Do you love the Lord enough to give up the world? The biggest problem why a lot of Christians fail to get free from their sins because the devil got them so caught up in this world. The sins of the world got them caught up in it. But do you love the Lord enough to give the world up? Because you can't be saved holding on to the love of the world. I'm telling you. You got to give the world up. Like the saints who sang a song, one day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. Them saints who sing that song, one day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. You got to give the world up. Your drinking buddies, your smoking buddies, your dope pusher buddies, your gang buddies, your party friends. You got to give them all up. You got to give it all up. Your ball game buddies, you got to give them all up. Praise God. All that stuff, you got to give it up. Going to the parties, going to the dances, all that stuff, the clubs. You got to give that stuff all up. All that stuff is not worth your soul being lost forever and ever in the fires of hell. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, people. Drinking alcohol. It's not worth it. Amen. Using drugs. Smoking marijuana. It's not worth it. Amen. People, you need to make up your mind that I'm going to dedicate my life over to Jesus. Don't let Satan cause you to waste your life living like an animal here on this earth and die like an animal and then be like the rich man, lift up your eyes in hell, being tormented in the flames. Don't be that way. Now, I know some people act like that, amen, hell is not real. They talk that stuff. That is no life beyond the grave. They talk like that. They feel like they're going to be like an animal, live like an animal, die like an animal. That's the way they feel. The devil got the church, got the world, rather, and hypocrites. They got them all blinded. But I want to let you know, Jesus come to open your eyes. And he come to open up the church's eyes so that you can see what the enemy is trying to do. The devil done lullabied some people to sleep into thinking ain't no devil. Yeah, thinking ain't no devil. They done lullabied a lot of them to sleep. Amen. People so caught up in this natural world, so caught up in the science of man, that they leave the devil out the picture. But I got to let you know, all what I'm preaching is real. All that I'm preaching is true. You got to understand what the Bible said. Jesus talked about Satan. And Satan is around here causing problems, causing issues. He destroying people's lives. But Jesus is your friend. He come to set you free. He come to deliver you. He come to bring you out of the devil's trap. Yes, he did. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't sin anymore. I'm telling you. Confess your sins unto God. Admit that you are a sinner. Amen. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry that I sinned against God. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't do it anymore. Amen. And keep your vow. Yes, keep your vow. Work on your salvation. Don't just keep tearing the foundation down. Build upon your foundation. Yes, build upon it. It's time to build. Praise God. Amen. Don't just keep tearing down the foundation and amen and rebuilding and turning it down and rebuilding. That's what some Christians are doing. Just when they sin and repent all the time, they tear down the foundation and build it back again. Tear it down and build it back. Stop playing games, people, and get serious about your soul. I'm telling you, stop playing games and get serious about your soul. Because you got a soul that has to spend eternity somewhere. And you can't go to heaven with the devil in your heart. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let you know, the pure in heart is the only people that's going in heaven, the holy people. God ain't going to want to know how good you done been, because it's no good to him if you're not holy. Just like you don't want to eat your nice fried chicken dinner, your fish dinner, your pork chop dinner out of a dirty plate, do you? Do you want to drink your ice cold tea, your lemonade, your, amen, nice ice cold water out of a dirty glass? Do you? Well, what about God? God don't want you to be doing your wonderful good deeds, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, taking in the stranger, working in the communities, serving on the, amen, the fire rescue squad, the fire department, rescuing people from the fire. All them beautiful things you're doing to help the community. Working, helping people in disasters. All them beautiful things. Working with the ambulance, saving people's lives that go into cardiac arrest and all them wonderful things you're doing. Amen. You don't, amen, want to do all them righteous deeds, all them wonderful things out of a dirty heart. Just like God don't want that. Just like you don't want to eat your nice food, drink your nice cold drink out of a dirty glass. Eat your nice food out of a dirty plate. God don't want you to do them wonderful good deeds out of a dirty heart. And people need to understand all that. God wants people to be clean. It's time to live right. People, it's time to live right. Don't die and go to hell in the church. It's time to live right. Stop the hypocrisy. Preachers, it's time to get right with God. It's time to live right if you want to go to heaven. It's time to live right. Stop looking for excuses to justify sin. Amen. Turn your heart to the Lord. Live holy. Live right. Because when Jesus comes in your soul, he will change your way of living. You won't be like you used to be. You won't be no more a child molester. No. The Lord will deliver you and set you free from being a child molester. Amen. Praise God. When the Lord save you. Yes, sir. Praise God. Amen. Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. Amen. You repent of your sins, and the Lord will forgive you of your sins. Take sin out the sinner, and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ that don't want to sin. Praise God. Cause you to live right. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. But I'm telling you, it's time to repent. It's time to pray. It's time to seek the Lord to get free from your sins so that you can be blessed by God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, because you can't go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to be saved. Because Jesus is coming back for a people that are holy. Not one that's good, but one that is holy. God wants us to be holy, because he is holy. Be like God. The devil get mad when you're talking about be like God. Because he knows when you get like God, you get out of his hands. Amen. I want to be like God. I want to be like Jesus. Amen. Jesus come to get us like God. Amen. Praise God. We sang the song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy. How I long to be like him. It's time to be like Jesus. You hear me? Be like Jesus. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the message we've been preaching several weeks about repentance. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Lord, I'll serve you. Lord, I won't go back and sin again. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Let them pray that prayer. Lord, forgive their sins. Blot them out. Cast them away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free by your divine power. Lord, make them well. Amen. Praise our God. Those that are sick, praise the Lord. Lord, and those that are in sin, deliver them and set them free. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. With the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website is a powerful website that will be a blessing to your whole family. You can click on it any time of day or night and learn about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a powerful website that will tell you the truth. They won't hide stuff from you, but it'll tell you the whole truth so that you can do something about it to get ready to make it to heaven. Praise God. And escape that terrible place called hell. Amen. Praise God. The Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. Just, amen. Click on it many times as you want to and be blessed by it. Praise God. Those of you that's in the free world, praise the Lord. You can be blessed by our website. Send us a Bible question, and I'll be glad to answer it. Praise the Lord. And praise God. And those of you that's incarcerated, praise God, you can write out us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. And then, amen, Spanish-speaking inmates can write for Spanish material. Because Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. It's a pleasure being able to come into your homes, and those of you that are behind prison bars, to bring to you this powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is your friend. And Chaplain Holmes love you. That's why I preach the work I do. Because I love you. I don't want nobody to be lost. I want folks to be saved. Amen. I love you. That's why I preach like I do. Tell you the truth. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you, till next broadcast, next week, this is Chaplain Holmes saying, if Jesus, I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man and a Jesus man. If Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. To next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.